Why is crude oil falling but retail gasoline going up and up? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, we're in a sixth week now of this especially acute phase of the stock market sell-off. Yesterday, the NASDAQ index full of tech stocks fell 4.3%, meaning when you add up the paper losses of the biggest of tech companies, including Apple, Microsoft, and the like, nearly $2 trillion in value was wiped off the books just April into May. Let's consult Lindsay Piegza, the chief economist at the investment firm Stifel. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
The world is always an uncertain place. So why would you say so many investors are selling stocks now, especially in these last 5 weeks?
Well, I think it appears the market is trying to juggle the prospect of a more aggressive Fed against the backdrop of lingering high inflation or the rising risk of recession. Now, initially, I think the market was optimistic as the chairman withdrew the possibility of a 75 basis point increase in June. However, shortly after that relief rally, investors came to the realization that the domestic economy is already showing signs of weakness as the Fed continues to move forward with a very aggressive rate pathway.
Worries about recession. That's part of your job, is to advise your organization and your investors about this. What are your thoughts about this talk of recession at this stage?
Well, we're not yet convinced that an outright recession is inevitable. However, as the Fed continues to raise rates, even at this 50 basis point clip, it's likely that weakness sets in as early as the first quarter of next year. Now, if the Fed is willing to back off once signs of weakness become very clear, we could avoid an outright recession. But if inflation remains elevated and the Fed continues to hike rates at an aggressive pace, a recession becomes all but inevitable.
Lindsay Piegza is the chief economist at Stifel. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you for having me.
There's word overnight that gas prices hit a new record. According to AAA, the average is now $4.37 a gallon, not record if adjusted for inflation, but still a burden. And meanwhile, the price of crude has been going down, down 16% from its high reached in March, early in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. If oil's cheaper, why not gas? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
So, of course, we don't pump crude oil straight into our gas tanks. First, it has to be refined into gasoline. And right now, there's a shortage of refinery capacity. Some refineries are closed for maintenance, others shut permanently during the pandemic as demand for gas plummeted. Now demand is soaring, and it's expected to increase even more as we head into the busy summer driving season. Refineries are struggling to keep up. Some of them, especially the older ones, can't process oil from U.S. wells. They were built to handle heavier crudes from other countries, including Russia. The upshot? The U.S. Energy Information Administration says U.S. gasoline inventories are 3% lower than they were this time last year. The mismatch between supply and demand pushes up prices. Later today, President Biden is scheduled to outline plans to fight inflation, including soaring gas prices. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Consumer debt in America was up 14% in March compared to a year earlier, and we'll get more data today on what we owe. That's debt that could be getting more expensive with interest rates being jacked up. A lot of debt, but can we pay it back? Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
The concern here is whether consumers will have the cash they need to pay back their loans if interest rates and prices both continue to rise. Peter Alden is CEO of Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts.
Rents are going up, costs are going up, and there's going to be some delinquency down the road.
To be clear, this isn't a problem right now. The job market is strong. Many people still have plenty of savings. And Alden says delinquencies are at historic lows. But
the concern is, as costs go up, what is 6 or 12 months down the road going to look like?
Even though the economy is in pretty good shape right now, banks are making preparations in case things go south. Dominic Miartan is CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina. He says it's setting aside a bigger buffer in case existing loans go bad.
At Optus Bank, we have definitely contributed more to our loan loss reserve and are looking at actually budgeting for contributing even more so in the coming quarters.
He says the bank is also getting a lot stricter when it comes to making new loans. That means giving borrowers less leeway.
We're definitely not cutting any corners now. We may not have tightened our standards, but we're being a lot more frugal with our exceptions.
Lenders aren't just keeping an eye on consumer credit. They're also watching for whether businesses have the cash flow they need. David Reiling is CEO of Sunrise Banks in Minnesota. He says businesses are feeling a lot of pressure this year from rising wages and supply chain problems.
A business only makes money when it's selling something and it can collect the cash for it. And so if you can't sell anything, if you don't have that product, boy, it's really difficult to survive.
One sector that Reiling is keeping an eye on is commercial real estate. For instance, if remote work pushes businesses to end their leases this year, building owners might have trouble paying their loans. And if that happens,
the bank is likely to reach out to them within 30, 60 days, have a conversation about what's going on in that building. What are their attempts to lease it up? Where are their rents at? Do they have more leases that are expiring?
Reiling says banks are likely to have a lot of those conversations with their clients if the economy starts to dip. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And the other day, we talked to Blake, the art critic, about the impending auction of an Andy Warhol Marilyn. Blake thought it was worth the money Christie's sought, not because it was an original, but because it was so derivative, he thought. Well, it went for $195 million last night, very close to the goal. That's the highest price ever paid by far for a U.S. artist. The Marketplace homepage has our discussion about the value of retreads in art. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosas, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.